All things are relative, aren't they? It feels when you're out in the foyer or when you come in from outside and it's hot out there, and then you step into the sanctuary, it feels cool. Then when you've been in the sanctuary for a while, then it's not quite so cool. But another humdinger of a day today. Be careful with the heat. Please do not open your car door and just jump right in. If it's been locked up for a while, especially if the sun's been beating on it, open the door and step back for a moment or two. Let the air circulate, especially if you have any respiratory issues. It's going to cool off here for a couple of days. Well, the only thing I want to mention is if you have interest in becoming a member of our church, please let me know. Other than that, we've got a lot of things going on. And Tracy will tell you about some of those. One other thing I have from Connie, her sister, Patty Hawk, turns 82 on the 29th. Her address is in our church directory. If you could find it in your heart to send her a birthday card, that would be great. Patty just lost her husband, Phil, recently. It would do a lot to help cheer her up. So again, Patty Hawk, 82 years old on the 29th of this month, and her address is in the directory. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for today, for all the blessings that you've given to us. We give you thanks, God, that this world is not our home. We give you thanks that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that you're with us every step of the way. Blessed be your holy name. It is good to be in this place on sacred and holy ground. So come, Holy Spirit, and have your way with us. Receive our lives as living sacrifices and fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Thank you, Diane, for that medley. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship. Join me now and we will recite the words together. O God, our resurrection and life, the promise of your new life in Christ is like a breath of fresh air in a dry and thirsty land. We have gathered as believers and as those who are honestly seeking the truth. Guide our worship this hour. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 2164 in the Faith We Sing Black Hymnal.
Of the children that we had last week. We had registered a total of 31. The kids had a blast, and they wanted to share some of the songs that they learned. But they also learned that when life is unfair,
God is good.
When life is scary,
God is good.
Like in louder kids, when life changes,
God is good.
When life is sad,
God is good.
And when life is good,
God is good.
Right, good. Okay, so we're going to start off with our theme song, I'm Trusting You. Ready?
Trusting you, God.
Fun song that they did. We learned that one. We sang that one twice every day. They had fun with it. Okay, the next song we're going to sing, you could feel free to join in with us because it's something that you all would know. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Another one. I see some of my helpers back there dancing. If y'all want to come up here with us, you can. okay, and how about "To God Be the Glory"? Again, these are only a few of the folks that helped me. And without them and everyone else, I don't know what we would have done, how I would have been able to do it. Without them and without your support.
Atonement for sin and hope in the
Okay. See, even we adults had fun. So last song we're going to do for you is Every Good Thing. We had a hard time deciding what songs we wanted to sing, didn't we, guys? Okay, they were a lot louder than this through the week, trust me. But again, we want to thank everybody for all your support and everything you've done to help us and help support the VBS program. The kids had a really good time. I think they learned a lot. They learned a lot about God's goodness. And I want to thank all the parents for bringing them, and thank you very much. And as you can see, I think the adults had more fun than the kids.
This is Penny's last year. She's going to turn over the reins to Becky and Robin and whoever's going to help them. You didn't know that? Oh, okay. Okay. If not, just blame me. But it's a lot of work. I mean, more than just physical work, but it's the worrying, the stress. Did I get this right? Is this good enough? You know, it just all goes with the position. It's a big job. And so for her faithful obedience, how many years did you do it?
5 or 6.
5 or 6 years. So for her faithful obedience, let's thank God and give her a hand.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun, and just because I'm backing down, I'm still going to help. I can't take myself completely away. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Kids, your buckets and papers.
The collection is for the backpack program. these wonderful people who are collecting money all week long for this backpack program.
I don't know if I can follow that. Thank you, Beck. God bless you. The word of God this morning is from the New Testament,
from Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 29. In your Revised Standard Version Bible in your pew, this is the letter from Paul the Apostle to the people of Colossae. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the divine office, which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me. This ends the reading of Paul's holy word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give to you these tithes and offerings with a cheerful heart. Thank you, Lord. And we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through us, through the ministries of this church, for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and for lifting high the name of Jesus. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, and please be seated. Joys and concerns. What joys do we have? Who has a joy they want to share? Air conditioning. Pools. Potato salad and Lionel trains. Successful VBS. Sunshine through stained glass. Yep. Baseball games in the rain. We went to the ball game yesterday, Bonnie and I. And we ate at Bettis Lounge, which may be some of the problem today. Then from there, we went to the ball game, which was roasting hot. And then we got rained on for a half-hour game delay, and we just sat there top of Clemente Wall and let it rain on us. It felt good. Anybody else have a joy? Successful open house. Successful open house for the preschool?
Preschool.
And for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay. Pens. Want to pray for May's family. Bill and Elaine's 66-year-old son, Dale, died in his sleep Thursday. They're going to have a memorial service just for the family. But keep them in your prayers. Anna is in the hospital having tests run. We want to pray for a woman named Pam and a Mr. Shower, Shui. We're not sure. She called on the phone, left a message, and not exactly sure how to pronounce the last name. But I think it's a Pam and a Bill. We want to pray for victims of the heat, first responders, especially in this heat. I want to pray for the Schomer and Hollenbeck families on the death of their father and grandfather, Diane Hollenbeck's dad, 89 years old. Pray for Joanne battling lung cancer. Pray for Denny. God knows the details. Pray for Bob. Pray for Ruth Ann. She's having a stress test done. Pray that all goes well. Nothing hidden which shall not be revealed and quickly and easily taken care of. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, our church, those who are lost, those who are sick. Pray for those who are battling addiction. They need our prayers. Everybody needs our prayers. Those who are poor financially and poor in spirit, homeless. Pastor Ron and Robin and the youth group, the youth team. For Lisa, our office manager, who's battling cancer. For all those who are traveling. Who else do we want to pray for? You need a lot of prayers? Okay, for your family? Okay. For the family you work with at work. Okay, for Dawn and the family she works with at work. Okay. Megan. Let's pray for Megan and all the names on the back of our bulletin. Unspoken. Yeah, we're going to do that. Bonnie. It says, Sandy said, unspoken. Raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, Hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you for all our blessings. Forgive us whenever we take them for granted. And help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to share our blessings with others so that they too will come to know the love of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of the needs that we've made known here today, spoken and unspoken. We believe, God, that you're greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. We believe in the promises that you've given us in the Word, in the Bible. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible, no matter what the world says. And chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. These and so many more. For these we thank you. And we say that we believe again, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the Gospel. Beginning with verse 38, this is the word of the Lord, the story of God, the lesson God wants us to learn. This word that is living and alive. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, thinking the best way to put this, who likes vegetables? Vegetables are good, especially if you put a lot of butter and cheese on them, and vegetables are good. What does it take to get vegetables, though? I mean, it's a lot of work goes into that, right? A lot of preparation and fertilizing and planting and hoeing and weeding and watering and just all that stuff. There are things that need to be done. Just like there's things that need to be done in a good church. And when I say good, I mean a church that is obedient to God and doing what the Holy Spirit wants them to do. And Jesus and his disciples came into a town, and Martha invited Jesus and his disciples into her home. She was going to give them a meal, but there was a lot of things that needed to be done to get ready for that meal. And I like to do that stuff. I do. I enjoy doing dinners. My kids come over. I cook all the time for everybody. They go out on the porch and they sit out there and talk. And I go back and forth between the grill and in the house. And I put out all the trimmings and the condiments and all that, and plates and napkins and everything. And I pet the dog and say hi to the grandkids and maybe listening to what they're saying when I have time, and I go back and forth and I enjoy doing it. They ask Bonnie. I just love to do that stuff. I have a lot of fun, and they always say thank you, you know, and I make a big mess, and then I leave it to her to clean up, But that's how we work. It's how we roll. It doesn't work that way for everybody, though. Martha, she gets busy fixing dinner for Jesus and the disciples. Her sister Mary goes and sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him. And it says that Martha was distracted by the many things that she had to do. She was distracted. She couldn't pay attention to Jesus. She couldn't listen to him because she couldn't multitask. But she was taking care of getting dinner ready, and it upset her that her sister was sitting over there enjoying Jesus' company and leaving all the work to her. It upset her so much that rather than stop what she was doing and take time out to listen to Jesus every now and then, or to enjoy the fact that she was fixing something for the Lord. And that should have excited her. Instead, it aggravated her. And she goes to Jesus and says, listen, I'm doing all the work here. Mary's just sitting here listening to you. Tell her to help me. Yeah. She's telling Jesus to tell her sister what to do, right? Jesus says, Mary, you worry about a lot of different things. But there's only one thing that's important. Martha says, Jesus says, Martha, you worry about many things. You know, and there's only one thing, though, that's really important. And that's what Mary's doing. Sitting here and listening to me. Because he has the words of life. That's the only thing that's important. And don't we do the same thing, though? We do the same thing in the community of faith, in church, even at home. You know, we do the same thing around here. We get distracted by all the things that have to be done. They have to be done. There are all these meetings we got to go to, and telephone calls need to be made, and support that we have to raise, and fundraiser stuff, and meals to be cooked, and time to be spent here away from family, and papers to prepare and supplies to be bought, and it can become a distraction if we let it. If we let it get under our skin and bother us, then all of a sudden we start looking at the people who aren't doing it and saying, you know, why aren't they helping? They should be helping. I'm gonna go tell the pastor. I want to tell the pastor that. Tell them to help me. Yeah. Believe me, over the years I've heard it. We get distracted. We should be enjoying what we're doing, no matter what it is. Even if it's cleaning toilets, we're doing it for the house of the Lord. This is God's house, everything we do here. And we become distracted. But that's not all. We get distracted by following tradition. Well, that's not the way we do it. We always do it this way. It's a distraction. Or you can't do it that way. We get distracted by, no, not another meeting. We get distracted by a lot of things. I got to tell you, over the years, when I've been on my way to church on Sunday morning, like my last church, Carmichael's, I had to drive past a ball field, Lions ball field, every Sunday morning. And during the summer, that field was packed. It was packed. And there was organized baseball going on Sunday morning, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And softball on the other field. There were like three fields, and there was something going on at every field. Well, it's nice that people get together. It's not nice that they skip church to do it. When I was growing up, how many times have you heard that, especially young people? When I was growing up, we didn't do that on a Sunday. It was all these other days to play baseball, not on Sunday. But today, people give all their time. Like, I work all week. I need to sleep in Sunday. Or we're going away. We're going biking, kayaking, fishing, hiking, shopping. You know, don't have time for church, and church has become an option. Yeah, I'm on that kick. But I'm on that kick because I love you. Matthew 10:33. But whom, Jesus speaking says, but whoever disowns me before others, I will disown my before my Father in heaven. Now, you may think that you can do all the things that you want to do and still confess Jesus. But like we were talking with the kids this morning at our one-room Sunday school, it's cheap talk when you don't really do what Jesus says to do. Because then you don't really believe in Jesus. Because if you believe in Jesus, he said, if you love me, John 14:15, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. But man, I tell you, Jesus wants us in church. Jesus wants church almost every day himself. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Over 2,000 years ago, this stuff was written, and it is so true even for today. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And the end times, we're in them. And the day, and when it says the day, it doesn't mean light, but it means the day of judgment when this world comes to an end. Priorities. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Therefore, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Man, if you don't believe we're living in a warped and crooked generation, we need to talk. This generation, I would say it can't get any more warped than it is, but I suppose it could. And it is crooked all over. Now, this is not an easy message for me to preach. It's not an easy message for you to hear because you're here. I'm preaching to the choir. Our priorities. We've got to have the right priorities in life because all the fun that we want to do, all of the work that we do, earning money and stuff, all of the possessions that we take care of, the people we go and visit, no matter how educational or pleasing it is, none of that's going to save you. None of that's going to save you. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Set the right priorities in life. Make the changes no matter how hard they are. Don't be distracted by the things that you need to do. Don't grumble and argue. But be peacemakers. Get along with each other. Even if you don't like the person, don't grumble and argue. This is the Word of God. It's not an easy message because if you embrace it, if you believe in it, then we need to make changes. The church needs us to get involved, to be committed, to work together, to make a difference, to change the community around us, to change the lives of the people who are in it. We do that through VBS with the kids' lives. You change their lives by the example that you set for them to follow, and that's great. It's the way it should be. That there are other things that need to be done. And not only that, but we need to be in church to worship and praise the Lord. Because God is worthy of our praise. And if we can go to a ball game and sit through 101 degree temperatures and get rained on and have a rootin' tootin' good time, we can certainly give God an hour of our time and sit in air conditioning and hang out with our brothers and sisters in Christ. But we let ourselves get distracted. And I'm here to say today, to encourage you, because I see the end coming. Don't get distracted. Choose wisely. Set the right priorities in your life. What really matters? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Nehemiah 8:10 says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when we learn to abide in his presence and we aren't distracted, God bless you, then we get to experience the beauty and the presence of the Lord, and we are filled with his joy, and makes us strong. No matter where we're going and no matter what we're doing, abide in his presence. Sit at his feet and listen. Read the Bible and pray. Hang out with other Christians and praise and worship God. In your car, at home, in this place. And put all them distractions aside. It'll change your life and the life of the lives of the people around you. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing. We all get distracted by things that come up suddenly, by things that we have to deal with every day. And there's work that needs to be done. All I'm saying is, do the work joyfully and spend time with Jesus whenever you can. Don't let your ministry, your work, become a distraction. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Choose wisely. The most important thing in your life is your relationship with Jesus. Nothing more important than that. And come to church. Again, it doesn't save you, but it's where we learn about Jesus. It's where we make disciples of Jesus Christ. It's where we change the world around here for the glory of God. It's where we pool our resources and have fun. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and anoint us that as we go from this place, we will not be distracted by the things that we do, that we have to do in our lives. Help us to choose wisely. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.